And now this is a dictation. For Jerry or Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Sumner, S-U-N-N-E-R, July 1st, 65, address as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-S in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, Masonic Home, 4193504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Sumner. Who has acute on chronic renal failure. Comes accompanied with caregiver. Has been on PEG feeding. Is my understanding he was able to pass swallowing test and he is being given freedom to start oral intake. He has stroke with weakness on the left side and some degree of probably expressive aphasia. No reported vomiting, bleeding on the bowels, has a folic catheter from urinary retention, wheelchair bounded, no fall, participating in physical therapy, a nice increase of dyspnea, no chest pain palpitation, review system, otherwise is negative. I review medications. I want to highlight Norvasc, Coric, Clonidine patches, Hydralazine, next paragraph on physical exam, comes in the wheelchair, weight 194, left-sided hemiplegia aphasia, blood pressure 140/58, lungs are clear on the left, decreased on the right-sided, although no RAL wheezes, isolated premature beats, no pericardial wrap, tympanic abdomen, no tenderness, folic catheter in place, 2+ edema bilateral. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. This is from June. Low sodium, normal potassium, elevated bicarbonate, present creatinine 3.5, representing a GFR of 19, which is a stage 4. Low albumin, nutrition, corrected calcium, normal. Liver function test, not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. No indications for dialysis. Recent urinary retention folic catheter, recent UTI. Electrolyte acid-base abnormalities as indicated above, recent aspiration pneumonia, stroke, and subarachnoid hemorrhage with permanent neurological damage, has CHF with preserved ejection fraction, underlying COPD, probably a component of diabetic nephropathy, chemistries every 2 weeks, mother is on dialysis, my patient, plan to see him back on the next few months or early as needed,